The Micro Language Lab, Learning the 6809, is a presentation of Green Mountain Micro.
The topic is hand assembly. Last time I started you working on a program to display memory locations and their contents. At the end of the session, you had produced two pieces of that program, the byte to nibble conversion routine, and nibble is 4 bits, it's a good name for it, half a byte, and the hexadecimal to ASCII conversion routine. The byte to nibble conversion was made up of two steps. To move the most significant nibble into the right-hand portion of the byte was logically shifted right 4 times. To obtain the least significant nibble, a mask of hexadecimal 0F was ANDed with the value of the byte. The problem I posed at the end of the session was this one. Create a single character display subroutine that, when called, places a character in the correct location on the screen and updates the program to point to the next available screen location. To help solve this, I hope you thought back to the message display program you created in the third session. There wasn't much to that display routine, and actually there isn't much to this one either. At the beginning of this program, then, you would initialize the first screen location, perhaps in the Y register. Each color computer screen line is 32 characters long. That's hex 20. So to start on the fourth line of the screen as a good place, middle of the screen, convenient location to see, you would load the Y register with the immediate value of 0480 right at the start of the program. You'll want to follow along with me in the book to see these bits of source code and mnemonics. So, in this case, LDY number sign $ 0480 load Y immediate 0480 is the mnemonic. If the ASCII value to be displayed is in the A accumulator and the Y register points to the current location on the screen, then you would store the A accumulator in memory, display memory that is, indexed by Y. To update that location, choose the auto increment decrement zero offset indexed mode. You remember that one. That's store A accumulator at memory indexed simply by Y, auto increment Y by 1, and then return from the subroutine. You can label this one display. I label it DISPLY. You can note this in the book. DISPLY is SDA, Y plus. And then following that, simply RTS, return from subroutine. That should do the trick. A short, sweet 3-byte subroutine that illustrates the power of the 6809 processor. That's your complete screen display and update routine in 2 instructions. Well, that seems to cover the necessary subroutines, conversion and display. What's left to create is a kind of executive program which accepts the address from BASIC, searches for the memory data, and calls the subroutines you've just created. This executive's job would be to call for the value from BASIC, initialize the screen parameters, do the screen line and screen character counting, call the convert and display subroutines, and return to BASIC when all is done. The sequence, as I see it, comes out to 15 steps. First, get the target address from BASIC. Second, initialize the screen starting position. Next, initialize the line and character counts, 8 lines, memory bytes per line. Four, convert and display the most significant byte of the memory address. The fifth step would be to convert and display the least significant byte of the memory address. Six would be display a space as a separator. Step seven, display some other visual separator such as 2 stars. That's my choice here. The eighth step would be to display another space as another separator. And then ninth, get the memory contents of the address. Step 10, convert and display that memory byte. Step 11, display another space as a visual divider. And step 12, increment the target address. And step 13, which actually is the beginning of a group of steps, loop for 7 more memory bytes for a total of 8. And step 14 is the outside of a larger loop, will be loop for 7 more lines of address, for a total of 8 lines of address. When that's all done, step 15 is return to basic. I've prepared a program, and I've printed it in the booklet. Open your documentation and follow along with me. The program is in mnemonics, which you will be hand-assembling later. I'll explain each line briefly. Those which you haven't already written should fall into place. JSR hex B3ED. That's a jump to subroutine at B3ED in the basic ROM, and that's your integer conversion routine. Next, load the Y register with 0480 immediate. That's the first screen location you're going to use to display. Next, give the integer conversion result from the basic ROM to the X register. So transfer D to X, TFR D comma X. Now we've got to get a counter started, so put 8 lines into the accumulator for a counter. Load A immediate 8. Now, the line count into the direct page register, so store the A accumulator at location 00 in the direct page. So that's the initialization process. Now the outermost loop starts, and I've labeled that L loop. You're going to put 8 bytes into the accumulator, so load the 8 accumulator again with 8. And that's a byte count, so store that in your direct page also for later use. Store A accumulator direct page 01. Now that that's taken care of, let's get the integer conversion result back into the D register so we can put it to use. Transfer X to D, TFR X comma D. Next, call the byte to ASCII conversion and display routine. And we have that written before, so it's a jump to subroutine byte bit, as I called it, that JSR BYT BIT. Next, transfer B to A. And what that does is transfer the most significant byte of the address into the A accumulator. And then again, display that one, the byte to ASCII conversion and display routine, JSR byte bit. Next, put the ASCII value for a star into the accumulator, because we want to display that for visual reference. So load accumulator with the immediate value 2A. And then the ASCII value for a space into the B accumulator, so load the B register with immediate value of 20. So we've got a star in the A accumulator and a space in the B accumulator. Store B at the screen location, store B, comma Y plus, and that automatically increments the Y register to the next screen position. Store A, comma Y plus, store A, comma Y plus. Those two instructions effectively print 2 stars on the screen. And finally, store B, comma Y plus displays another space. So those 4 instructions take care of displaying space, star, star, space. That's the extent of the outermost loop, and now we go into an inner loop. I've labeled it B loop. The first activity is to get the memory contents indexed by X. So load the A accumulator, comma X plus. I'm going to auto increment to the next one after we've got that. So once that contents of memory is into the accumulator from the X register, and remember the X register points to the target address. That's what we want to display the information at the target address now. Do a byte to ASCII conversion and display routine by a JSR byte bit. And then store the B register, which still contains a space, at the screen position currently pointed to by Y and auto increment. So that's store B, comma Y plus. Next, we're going to do some testing. So decrement, DEC, direct page memory content 01. Now remember, this was the number of bytes to display. So we're going to decrement the number of bytes to display because we just displayed the first one. And then branch not equal to B loop. So if we started out with 8 bytes and decremented to 7, the branch not equal will bring us back to B loop, and that will get the contents and display it again. And in fact, this will repeat a total of 8 times until all 8 bytes are displayed. Then another decrement follows that, which is the outermost loop, and that decrements direct page 0, which contains the number of lines to display. And as the number of lines is decremented, it will drop all the way back to L loop, branch not equal to L loop, and that's repeated until all 8 lines are displayed. When that's all finished, there will be a return from subroutine, and it will drop us back into BASIC. 8 lines of 8 bytes. Now, the subroutines themselves we've already done, so I'll go through those quickly. Byte bit is push stack A, so save the byte stored in the 8 accumulator, and then 4 logical shift write accumulator instructions, which shift the contents of the A accumulator write one bit more, until all 4 bits are at the rightmost position. Then we do a jump to subroutine convert, and that's the nibble to ASCII conversion, and a jump to subroutine display, which is the display of the ASCII character and the screen update. Those two subroutines convert and display. Then pull stack A, that recovers the original byte that was stored, and A accumulator with the immediate value 0F, and that masks the right-hand nibble so that we can convert and display the right-hand nibble. Left and right-hand nibbles displayed in order so we can see the hexadecimal contents of that memory location. So JSR convert, JSR display, and that done, we can return from subroutine. So 2 characters have been converted and displayed by that subroutine byte bit. Now, the byte bit subroutine itself, as I've said, calls JSR convert and JSR display. So convert is the comparison to 0A immediate to find out whether we're dealing with a number from 0 to 9 or from A to F, because there are different offsets for each one. And if the carry is clear, we branch to the label letter, and that adds 37 as an offset and returns from subroutine. If it's not a letter, it will drop through and will add the offset of 30 because it's a number from 0 to 9, and the conversion will be complete. And in either case, we'll return from that subroutine back into the byte bit routine. And finally, the display subroutine itself. Store A accumulator to screen memory indexed by Y and auto increment Y and return from subroutine. And that's that elegant little 2 instruction display routine. That's the extent of the entire program. And now comes the time-consuming part. I want you to translate each one of these mnemonics into the binary opcodes and operands the computer will need to execute the program. Now, I'm confident this program works because I've tried it out. There are a few anomalies, and you'll discover them soon enough. But open now the MC6809E data booklet to pages 30 through 33. You're open to pages 30 through 33 in the data booklet. Assume that the program will be stored in memory beginning at 3F00. That's a good free space. Since some of you have 16K machines whose uppermost RAM address is 3FFF, this gives 256 bytes of room for the program, so that's good. I can tell you now that this program will occupy less than 100 bytes, and with some experience, you'll also be able to scope out the program lengths like this one. One other assumption to make, by the way, is the address of the direct page, which is 00. That information is provided in your EdTASM Plus manual, also in the memory map appendix to your extended color basic manual. And that informs you that the direct page addresses 00 through 7F are free for your use and won't interfere with the running of basic. So the direct page, 00. For the hand assembly, you'll need several sheets of lined notebook paper with the addresses 3F00 through 3F60 in a column down the left side. This is a good time to take a break for a review also, and get that paper ready. You want to have a column on the left side with the addresses 3F00 through 3F60.
Please prepare several sheets of lined notebook paper with the addresses hexadecimal 3F00 through 3F60 in a column down the left side. If you wish to review this lesson, you should also do that now. Return to this tape when you have completed that preparation. Turn the tape off now.
You should have your notebook paper ready and your MC6809E data booklet open to page 30. Start with the first instruction, JSR B3ED, jump to subroutine. Find JSR on page 30. This is an extended addressing mode. The opcode you should find is hex BD. So on your paper, next to address 3F00, write BD. At address 3F01, write the first byte of the operand, and that's B3. at address 3F02, right this second byte, ED. You have hand-assembled the first instruction, jump to subroutine B3ED, into three binary bytes at addresses 3F00, 3F01, and 3F02. And those three binary bytes are BD, B3, ED. Your pencil should be poised above address 3F03, ready to assemble the instruction load Y immediate 0480. Find the mnemonic load LD on page 30 and follow in the second column until you find LDY. This is one of a limited number of 2-byte opcodes, and its hex representation is 108E. The 6809 is a newcomer based on the 6800 microprocessor. Opcodes like load Y are additions to the original 6800 instructions, and when there's no room to fit an opcode in the binary instruction set, some bytes are set aside as sort of doorways into further instructions, or windows, however you want to look at it, and the hex codes 10 and 11 serve that purpose. So 10 is a window to the Y register instructions, and in this case load Y is 108E. Later on you might want to check page 29 for a full list of those particular opcodes. Back to the program. The opcode for load Y, LDY, then, is 108E. So across from address 3F03, write 10, and across from address 3F04, write 8E. Since this is an immediate instruction, the next two bytes are the operand itself. Next to addresses 3F05 and 3F06, write the bytes 04 and 80, respectively. You have now assembled the second program command, load Y, 0480, bytes 108E04 and 80. Well, those two were the easy ones. The next instruction is transfer D to X, TFRD, X, which you can find on page 31. You'll find this in the immediate column, although that's stretching the point from my point of view. The opcode is 1F, so write that next to address 3F07, 1F. The operand to this transfer instruction is D, X. Now turn to page 34. You'll find a block labeled Transfer Exchange Post Byte. The post byte is divided into two 4-bit blocks, that is, into two nibbles. The left-hand nibble is the source register, and the right-hand nibble is the destination register. The binary information below the source and destination register heading names the registers itself. Your program is transferring D to X. The source register is D. The destination register is X. Checking the table, you find that D is value 0000 and X is value 0001. Since the order is source destination in the post byte, the combined byte is therefore 0000 0001 in binary, or hex 01. So across from memory location 3F08 on your sheet, write 01. The opcode and operand for transfer D register to X register assemble to 1F01. Next, load A immediate with 8. Back on page 30, under the LD instruction, you can find load A, LDA. Since this is an immediate instruction, the opcode is hex 86. So next to address 3F09, write 86. The instruction is an immediate one, so the data is 8. Write 08 across from address 3F0A. 8608. That's the hand assembly. Things are moving pretty good here, so the instruction next is store A, direct page 0001. Store A is found on page 31 under the generalized instruction ST, store. Okay, this is a direct addressing mode, so the operand under the direct heading is 97. The opcode for store A, direct page, is 97. Write 97 across from address 3F0B. In a direct instruction like this one, the page is already known, so only the least significant byte is used as the operand. The address is 0001 on page 00, so the least significant byte of the address is 01, and that's the operand. Write 01 next to address 3F0C. The next two instructions are virtually identical. Load A, immediate 8, is again 8608. You can write that down there. Write 86 next to 3F0D and 08 next to 3F0E. Store A, direct page 0000, is also very similar, assembling to 9700. Store A, direct page, again, is 97, and the least significant byte of the address is 00. So write 97 next to address 3F0F, and write 00 next to address 3F10. The only thing to keep in mind is the label L loop, an abbreviation for line loop in the listing. Your program needs to come back to that address, 3F0D, each time it has to display a new line. So mark that label down on the bottom of the last page of your papers. Write L loop, and across from it, write the address 3F0D. Your label L loop is found at address 3F0D. Well, you're only 16 bytes into the program, and I've already told you it will run nearly 100 bytes. So you're probably beginning to conclude that this assembly language is probably not the ideal thing for you, but hang on. The editor assembler will do all of this for you in just a few seconds. But my own conviction is that it won't do you any good to assemble everything by machine. There are two advantages to hand assembly. First, by the time you've hand assembled a program, you'll know it intimately. Secondly, if you've ever gotten in a bind and need a quick diagnostic program, poking values into place may be the only solution for you. You have to be able to hand assemble a program from the data booklet, or you're going to be wasting your time learning about the power of the 6809 processor. So let's go on with the hand assembly of this program. Back to work with transfer X to D, TFR X comma D. The opcode for transfer you've already used. So next to address 3F11, write 1F, the transfer opcode. This time the source register is X and the destination register is D. If you've forgotten, turn to page 34. X register is binary 0001, D register is binary 0000. The composite byte made from these two nibbles is 0001, 0000, or hexadecimal 10, and that's the operand. So, next to address 3F12, write 10. Transfer X to D has hand-assembled into 1F10. The next instruction is JSR byte bit. Now, you've used the opcode for jump to subroutine, JSR. That's BD. Write BD next to address 3F13. But now, how do you deal with the operand? You know it's an extended operand, which means it's two bytes. The subroutine byte bit is within the program you're writing, but you don't know its address yet because you haven't gotten there. What you do know now is to leave two blank spaces at addresses 3F14 and 3F15. You'll just have to fill them in later when you know what they are. There are two pass-throughs to any assembly process, and we're in the first pass now. Okay, so let's move on down. The next free address is 3F16. And again, the command is transfer 1F. Write that next to 3F16. The transfer this time is from B to A, TFR B, A. Again, turn to page 34. The source register is B, and that's binary nibble 1001, according to the chart. The destination register is A, and that's binary nibble 1000. The combined byte, then, is 1001100, or hex 98. So transferring B to A uses the post byte 98. Next to address 3F17, write 98. Another JSR to byte bit is next. Write the opcode for JSR, that's hex BD, next to address 3F18. And leave blank spaces at 3F19 and 3F1A. Again, when you find out where the subroutine byte bit actually is, you'll fill those in. Load A accumulator immediate is next. That instruction has been used before. The opcode is 86. The operand here is an immediate value 2A. Write 86 and 2A next to addresses 3F1B and 3F1C, respectively. Load B is a similar opcode to load A. You'll find it right below in the chart. Load B immediate is opcode C6. Write C6 next to address 3F1D, and write its immediate operand 20 next to address 3F1E. Write C620. On to store B, indexed by Y, auto increment. Find the ST instruction on page 31 and locate STB in the indexed addressing mode. The opcode is hex E7. So next to address 3F1F, write E7. That's the easy part. In the column labeled number of bytes, it says 2 plus, meaning this instruction requires a total of 2 or more bytes to complete. You have to determine how many and what they mean. Hand assembling indexed addressing is the trickiest, but zero offset indexed isn't bad, and that's what we have here. Turn to page 33. Find the table entitled Indexed Addressing Postbyte Register Bit Assignments. This one byte contains a bucket full of information. It identifies the register, what kind of addressing mode is used with that register, and whether the addressing is non-indirect or indirect. Well, I haven't talked about indirect addressing, so don't worry about that yet. In the right-hand column of this table is a description of each addressing mode. EA in the table means effective address. That is the address the instruction will calculate and use. The mode used in this instruction is auto-increment, zero offset. That's the second mode down. The definition of RR is shown below the table. Okay, a lot of code here. Your instruction uses the Y register, so RR is defined as 01. Plug 01 into the binary digits shown, and the resulting number is 101000000. So the post byte for the Y register in zero offset indexed auto increment mode is hex A0. There's your operand. Next to address 3F20, write A0. After that, the next instructions will be fairly easy, and I'll tell you what. Between now and the next session, use your MC6809E data booklet to complete the rest of the program if you can. If the process is still unclear, review the session up to this point. But don't cheat on me. When you can do this hand assembly without your hand held by me, then you're ready to go on. We'll go over the rest of it, and I'll talk to you then.